Let's pray, and we'll jump into this lesson. God, we bless your name on today. We glorify you as the one true God and Father. And we bless you for just your presence and how you lead and guide us always. We need your help. We're living in some perilous times, and we just thank you for believing and guiding us in all truth. We ask you to give us understanding on tonight, and we seek to implement that understanding in every facet of our lives, and we glorify you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. All righty. We were dealing with some things in Matthew chapter 13, and we didn't quite finish it. I think I stopped on around 19. Okay. Yeah, I stopped on verse 19. And so we'll go back. We'll go back, I guess, to verse. She's not gonna work.
Come on, you gotta go.
Okay. And so, we'll start at verse 16. Because he's dealing with the disciples. He's dealing with the disciples. I want to see where it started. I'm gonna start at verse 10, but then I'm gonna skip back down because I want to spend time with all these verses. I may just read them, just kind of get us on the same page with where we're going. Because he deals with verse 1 through 9, he deals with the parable of the sower, or the different types of ground, stony grounds. And so disciples come up to him and they ask him, let's just go up to verse 1 just to read them. I'm not going to spend any time on them. Verse 1 says, the same day went Yehoshua out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Now, parables are similitudes, okay? A sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, verse 4, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them. Some fell upon stony ground, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up, because they had no beaters of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some in hundredfold, and some 60-fold, and some 30-fold. Who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now, we discuss every time you hear the word, the word hear, it means to understand. Whosoever have the physical ears, ears to hear, let him hear, or hear with the perspective of understanding. Verse 10 said, his disciples came unto him, saying, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, for whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he had. Now, when you look at it from the perspective of understanding, of understanding the whole passage, it can give us a mental picture of the perspective of for whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. You know, when you look at things from a perspective of the kingdom, that has a lot of angles that you can come at, you know, to get an understanding of, because we look at the parable as far as the good steward, where the good steward said, you know, from the perspective of the person who had one talent, and he took that talent and dug a hole in the ground and put the talent in there, in the ground, and his master, you know, called all of them to give an account of it, of their talent, and some and others doubled theirs, or two of them doubled theirs. And the one, he just took it out of the ground and said, you know, I know it's your hard man, here that you have, this is what you've given me. He was so concerned about losing what his master had given him that he didn't operate as far as the wise steward is concerned. And from that perspective, it was taken away from him what he had and given to somebody else. Well, that's a perspective on it. But then at the same time, we can look at it from a perspective that, especially since we're dealing with understanding, that if we refuse to hear or listen with the intent of understanding, then there are things that we have, and I dealt with some things from a perspective as far as our life is concerned, whereas you have people who are operating in these certain things, you know, like Black Lives Matter and different things like that, and they may have a certain perspective as far as the importance of what they're trying to do. You know, it may not be all bad, you know, associated with it, so I'm not picking on that that group, but it's just that when we don't operate in wisdom or don't approach things with wisdom, then it can put us in a position where instead of us accomplishing some things, they can end up costing us maybe even our lives, you know, from that perspective. So I just think about that when I look at verse 12. Verse 13, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see and see not. See with the physical eyes, don't comprehend, or don't perceive. And hearing with the physical ears, they hear sound, but neither do they understand. They hear not, in other words, neither do they understand. Verse 14 says, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart are wax gross, you know, it's callous, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their ears are dull of hearing, heavy, you know, hard of hearing. And their eyes have they closed, lest at any time they should, with their eyes and ears, should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with the heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. And so that's a lot of things. That's the main issue that's going on with us as a people. It's just certain things we want to stay in the dark on, because we have our own agenda. We have ways that we want to do certain things. And so because of that, people have a tendency to turn off their ability to understand, because the information is not something they want to hear. And, you know, and so you see that a lot happening in society. And so our Savior understood these things, and so there are certain things that he would say in parables. Sometimes I write things in parables, whereas the reason why I do that is because it's only intended for people who have the mindset to understand. And so I write things, and I'll say things in a certain way, in this sitting I would make it more clearer. But if I, like, say, for instance, post something on Facebook or something like that, I'll say it in a way to where it could be more clearer, but But it's clear enough for someone to understand, but then not so clear, because I know that there are people who are reading that don't have a heart to understand. Their perspective is, I'm just trying to find something to talk about. And so that's why I word things a certain way, to the point to where a true disciple or somebody who wants to understand, if they don't understand, then they'll come around and ask me, okay, what do you mean by that? What was it that you said? Okay, you made this point, and I don't quite understand what you said. But it's the same perspective as far as the Savior did in doing things in parables. He did it in parables because he knew there were some people who didn't want to change. There were some people who did not want to be converted, you know. Didn't want to change. They wanted to stay the same. They don't want to be healed from a perspective of morals and things like that. They don't want that, you know. Their mindset is, I want to do things the way that I do it and have things the way that I want it to be. That's how a lot of people are. So verse 16, he says, blessed be on your ears. He's talking to his disciples, for they see. And your eyes, because they see. And your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And basically, in a nutshell, when you look at, there are some things that our prophets prophesied about, but they didn't understand it. They Yah would show them things. They would give certain things as far as visions and things like that was concerned. But some of it, it didn't make no sense to them, although they were prophesying it. So he's saying, from that perspective, many prophets desire to see and to comprehend, to perceive, and to understand what you understand, even what you're getting ready to understand. I wouldn't trade these days in for no time period in history. I wouldn't trade it in for nothing in the world. You get some people that, man, I wish it was back in the day when I was, you know, could have been one of the disciples or had the opportunity to walk with Yehoshua or been standing at the, you know, at the mountain when Yah came down and spoke to the people. Man, I would love to experience all that. I wouldn't trade none of that in. I wouldn't trade David's life for what we're experiencing. Because there are some things that David saw, and there were some things that he heard, but he didn't understand the fullness of it. We are the generation that's blessed to look at these scriptures and have the opportunity to understand the fullness thereof from the beginning, Genesis chapter 1, all the way to Revelation 22, I believe, 22 chapters of Revelation. Just in chapter 1 of Revelation chapter 22, we have the privilege of understanding everything that we look at, whereas the prophets didn't have that privilege. And so even when you look at the experiences that our disciples have had in walking with the Savior, man, that's an awesome experience. We're going to get to experience it someday. But I wouldn't trade this day in for nothing in the world. Because we have the privilege of seeing the whole picture of the kingdom and what Yah has done from Genesis to past, all the way up to our present, and even able to take a glimpse into the future and understand some things that are going on, so we don't have to be deceived. Okay? And so that's why he said in verse 17, for verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men, many prophets and righteous men, I don't want to be Elijah. I don't want to be Elijah. I don't want to be Samson. I don't want to be none of those Moses. I don't want to be not one of them. Many of them, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see, to perceive which ye could perceive, and have not perceived it, and to hear, to understand what you understand. And they have not understood it. They desired it, but they didn't. That's why you go to Hebrews 11, you see You see our fathers or patriarchs and fathers and mothers of faith, whereby it talked about Abraham just believed Yah. He had no evidence. I'll say it this way. Man, I'm just going to say it. It is a foolish thing to have all the information that we have and not believe. But yet you have people who have this wonderful opportunity to perceive and understand, but still don't understand because they don't want to change. They don't want to be converted. They don't want to. Made whole. Okay, they don't want to be converted, made whole. Okay, now verse 18, he says, "Hear ye." He therefore the parable of the sower. So from verse 1 through 9, we're now going to get an understanding of what these parables are. Okay. He said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, or understandeth not. So what we're about to go into is the process by which all of these things are symbolized to show the type of mindset that an individual has who don't understand. Okay? The important issue is understanding. Now, what he says, verse 19 again, when anyone heareth, now, what do you think this hearing is?
Understand.
Okay. When you look at it, it does imply understand, but at the same time, when you look at the words that's added to it, you're seeing understand it not. You're seeing it saying hear it. So we know hear means to understand, and that's true. But at the same time, we have to be able to put the word hear in the proper perspective, although it can mean understand. We have to put it in proper perspective because the scripture is saying understand it not. So we know that here it tells us normally that it means understand, but since the word understand it not is here, it lets us know that there are some things that's attached to this hearing. It could be that a person hears it, and I'm just dealing with different paths of hearing. It could be that a person hears it, but they don't consider it. In other words, you can understand what I say, but then don't take what I say into consideration. Okay, I heard it, I understood it, I get it, yep, I understand it, I can relay the information back to you. I'm just not going to take it into consideration. I'm not going to implement it. There are people who are like that. So I don't want to abandon the word hear it because it does mean understanding. We know that. It does mean it. But when you look at understand, it's not from a perspective of an individual that just said, I don't get it. Because there are some people who understand it not because they just like, I really just don't get the information. No, there's another facet of people that hear it, that understand it, but they don't take it into consideration. In other words, I heard it, I'm able to give the information back, I really get what's going on, it just that I refuse to implement it. I refuse to take it into consideration. I refuse to be wise about what I know. See, I can understand that when I come up to a light and it turns red, I understand that I'm supposed to stop. But I have run a light before because I didn't consider what I understood. So you hearing that? So when you look at this, when you look at this from a perspective, it deals with a deeper role in here. So yeah, you're right when you say understand. So when anyone hear it, when anyone understand the word of the kingdom, but then it says, and understand it not, because it's showing that when you understand but don't consider it. I understand the light is red, but I'm not considering it. I'm going to run the light. And when I run the light, now I have a wreck. Because I didn't consider what I understood. The light is red, it's my turn to stop. So that's another perspective that you look at it in order to deal with this lesson. So you can look at it twofold. There's a person who just said, I don't get it. But then there's someone who said, I get it. I'm just not going to do it. Okay? So when anyone hears the words of the kingdom and understand it, consider, be wise, or don't be wise. Then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away the word which was sown in his heart, in his mind, mental disposition. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. So it shows, based upon the type of mindset this individual has, it identifies that mindset in a parable that says this is wayside ground. This is a person who has a wayside mind. Now let's go into, back up and we'll look at this wayside mind. We're gonna take our time with it. Now, when you go back and look at verse 3, and he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he had sowed, some seed fell by the wayside. This is the wayside seed. Now, the wayside seed that's sown is sown where? Where does the verse tell us that it's sown?
Inside the road.
Huh? I didn't hear you, sir.
On the side of the road.
Let me say this. Let's go back, because you are correct, but that's not the answer that I want. Look at verse 19. It is showing you a symbol of what happens and it reveals in verse 19. Verse 19, the latter part that catches away that which was sown in his what?
Heart.
So what is the heart? Mind. It's the mental disposition. So when we go back up to verse 3, keep that in mind as we deal with it, because y'all was right, but I just want you to answer it according to the lesson. Now, verse 4 said, and when he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Okay, and devoured them up. So when you look at what the word that is sown that is sown by wayside ground, it means that a person, based upon verse 19, is given or taught the words of the kingdom. When they're taught the words of the kingdom, it identifies the type of mindset that verse 4 is saying. When a person don't consider it, they hear it, but they don't take it into consideration. It's like it's a red light. You understand that there's a red light, but you don't take it into consideration. You say, I'm just going to do what I want to. You run the red light. The Bible said, well, everything you understand about that red light, I'm using that as a parable to get you to understand what the scripture is saying. Well, it's like the Bible is saying, everything that you understand about that red light, it was like you took all that understanding and just threw it in the middle of the intersection and allowed the bird to drop down there and eat all the information. That's the way that the scripture reveals to us the mindset of someone who hears the words of the kingdom but don't take it into consideration. The Bible says that's just like somebody throwing seeds out, and that seed start popping up and growing. It's looking all pretty nice, but because it don't have no root in them, some fall by the wayside. I know the other one's on root, but some fall by the wayside, or it just gave information. It's like we took the information and just threw it out in the middle of the road, and it was trampled over. He said that's the mindset of somebody who has a wayside mind. A wayside mind, it doesn't mean they don't get it. It doesn't mean that they don't understand it. It's that it's everything that they're getting, they're saying, I'm not going to implement it. I heard it. I'm just not going to implement it. I'm not going to take it into consideration. Every time I come to a red light, I know that the red light means to stop. It's just that I'm going to run it. That's a wayside mind. That's a wayside mind. Just pass the information over to the side. I'm not going to consider it anymore. Oh, preacher, I heard you preach it, but I'm not going to consider it from that point on. Way back. We've covered a lot of the material. It's just that once we cover it and I walk out, I don't consider it anymore. I understood what Pastor said. It's just that was last week. I ain't considering what he's saying from that point on. I'm waiting on some more information. Way back. Yeah.
which kind of defeats the purpose. If that's what it is, whatever new information, the same thing will happen.
Same thing. That's what's happening. And so that is what is called wayside ground. God's saying, if I'm going to enlighten you, here's how the kingdom works. The information is being released. And people understand it, but if it's never been considered, he said you might as well be walking down the street with a bag of seed, just throwing it out on the sidewalk as you're going. And the birds just following you everywhere. That's wayside. That's a wayside mind. We don't want wayside mind, dude. We got great things to do. Okay? Let's go to the next one now. Any questions, comments on that one? Let's go to the next one. And we're just going to take our time with them. We stop. We got next week. We ain't in no hurry. Okay? Now, again, verse 19, when anyone hears the words of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked. The wicked. The wicked don't have to be the devil. Wicked is someone who is hurtful. Evil to try to influence us the opposite of what we know is the truth. Go ahead.
It could be anybody that ain't on the same page with y'all.
Anybody.
So, for example, if you say, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good example. If we understand that the beast, for example, is, you know, Rome or whatever, mm-hmm. And then somebody come along and say, man, the beast ain't Rome, the beast is America, because of X, Y, and Z, and you let them convince you, then that's essentially what this is, what
exactly.
This is talking about.
That is, when you look at the word wicked, that's where wicker furniture comes from. It means twisted, vicious, okay, evil, grievous, lewd, malicious. In other words, anything that is designed, anyone or any circumstance that's designed to cause us not to consider what we know to be the truth is wicked. They're trying to get us in wayside. They're trying to get us into a wayside mentality. Okay, they're trying to get us into a wayside mentality. Okay, you have anything else? Okay, verse 20. But he that received the seed, you have something? Arthur's just trying to give me. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth. North, these people are hearing. But here's what I like with this word hearing. Hearing really gives us a. So I'm saying understand, but I'm gonna say it from this perspective. We be reported to understand. It does imply understanding, but it's more so from a report to understand. Because when we look at the pure form of understanding, Yah reveals to us that everything that we understand, we put it into action. Okay? And I use it better as far as a red light is concerned. But when you look at a person who has a mindset, although they know that the red light, you shouldn't run it, and they just constantly running red light and calling wrecks and stuff like that, when it falls down to it, you're like, boy, there's something wrong with that, you're going to understand it. Nobody in the right mind or with a whole mind would do that, although there is an understanding of how the law works as far as the red light is concerned. So it deals with a reported understanding, although we know that the word does mean to understand. Okay, you understand it, but it's from a perspective that an individual comes across, but their action doesn't line up with it. Okay. Verse 20, but he that receives seed in the stony ground, the same is he that heareth the word, understand it, give all the impression that is understood, may even understand it, I don't want to limit that, okay, and at once with joy receiveth it. See, because you have to realize these are people that comprehended the thing, because, I mean, it brings joy. Man, let me know. Man, I got that problem. Ooh, that excited me. I got that. I mean, man, I'm excited about it. You know, I'm rejoicing. I get it. I get what you're saying. It's true. But look at what it says. Yet, verse 21, yet he hath not root in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises, why does it arise? Because of that word. Because of that lesson. Because of that discussion. See, I did some other things during Sabbath worship, but the lesson that was taught even during Sabbath worship, when I wasn't here, you think the enemy not going to try to come and get that? He will get it if there are hearers in there that will receive it with joy, but then with some tough times, huh? Yeah, we all get excited about it, but there are tough times going to come to challenge that. Tribulation is going to come specifically for that was given. Yet he has not root in himself, but doeth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, by and by they are what? Offended? By and by they are offended. That offended means apostasy. That means I ain't doing it no more. I heard what we discussed. I understand the lessons that we've been dealing with. I ain't doing it. I do it for a while. That ain't easy. I ain't gonna do it. I ain't gonna continue to do it. That's on the ground. That's why he spoke to them in those parables, because he was letting people know or giving people principles and parables, but he gave disciples truth. He said, because it's given to you to know, the same way as it's given to each one of you to know. So I'm not just teaching it in parables and then leaving it alone. We're uncovering the parables the way that I say it. We're privileged enough to be able to look at these parables and understand. Verse 22, he also that receives seed among thorns, and he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and they become unfruitful. Unfruitful. Can't do it. I can't do it. Barren. No results. Because there are a whole lot of things going on in the world that we got to be concerned about. The cares of this world. Okay? That seed among thorns. We know what the word says about these last days, but because we're in these last days and going through these last days and we're more focusing on just trying to make it and survive. Now we're among thorns. And these cares of these worlds and the things that's going on in life is choking that word out. I can't focus on what I understand and what we've learned because, man, it's just so much I'm looking at and all these things I got to deal with. There's so many cares of this world. And you know, man, I need to make my money. I got to do all these different things. Y'all said that's what it's like when the mind is sown among thorns, or when the word is sown among a mind that is full of all those things. He says it's like it's sown among thorns. Okay. Then he goes on and said, verse 23, this is where we all want to be now. Verse 23 said, but he that receiveth seed in good ground is he that heareth. Y'all see this? Is he that heareth. Same meaning, to understand, or important to understand. How do you want to put it? Understand. He that heareth the word and understandeth. Okay? That understandeth. In other words, they hear it and they consider it. They use the red light again. They understand that the red light is something that where all of us are supposed to stop. And every time they come to a red light, they consider it and they stop. Y'all see, that's what good ground is like. It's like every time teaching go on, it should be considered. It should be understood. Verse 23, he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that heareth, reported to understand. To understand. Yeah, I got that, Pastor. I relay the information back to you. I got it. I'm good. Who heareth the word and understandeth it, which also bears fruit. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. So my understanding got to do something. I can't sit here. I still haven't had a chance to listen to the lesson for Sabbath, but y'all just haven't led me to do it yet, but I'm trying to do it every day. But he just not hadn't led me to do it. But even from that perspective, if whatever was discussed and is not being considered to bear fruit of it, y'all said check the other grounds. Check wayside, check thorns, check stony. He said, because everyone that heareth the word of the kingdom and consider it to bear fruit of it, he said, only those do this. Verse 23, but he that receiveth seed in the good ground is he that heareth the word. Understand, reported to understand, and understandeth it. Not only is it reported, but there's some action associated with it. Which also bears fruit and bring forth. It's a process. I know a whole lot of fruit trees that ain't good. So I don't go by just saying, oh man, there's some figs on that tree. Some of them don't taste right. Look at the process. It says also bear fruit and bring forth some and hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Some hundredfold, some 60, and some 30. Yah said, you know, all of us understand at different levels, but all of us ought to be understanding something. It may be given for me to know more than some, but at the same time, somebody ought to know something I know. If y'all has ordained us to be here as a fellowship, as a family, as a remnant, then somebody ought to understand something. I'm not saying y'all to get everything, but y'all to be able to tell something back. If not, that's wayside. If not, that's stony ground. If not, that's thorns. You ought to be able to teach something.
Yes, sir. I have a comment. So if you look at the parable, each one of these is a different stage of growth. or the plant, let's just say. The first stage, you didn't even get a chance to get in the ground to do nothing with. The second stage, it sprung up, but, you know, the root wasn't deep enough for it to do anything. Third stage, it's the root is enough for it to do something, but all these other things are stopping it from producing fruit. And the last one, you know, it actually grows up and matures and produces fruit. And so I think it's interesting from that perspective is that scripture that I heard was
guard your heart with all diligence.
Yeah. Out of it flows the issues of life, right?
Proverbs 4:23.
And so in order for that seed to mature, it's got to be something that you have to actively do. It's like if you ain't guarding your heart, then the bird's going to try to steal it, for one. But it's kind of like a garden. You don't just throw seed out and hope that that it grow, right? You got to spend some time. And if you want to make sure it grow, you spend some time with it in order for it to grow and to produce a harvest.
In other words, what I'm hearing you saying is you don't plant a garden walking down the sidewalk just throwing seed everywhere. Out on the sidewalk and say, I hope this don't give me what I need. That's wayside. Then on the other hand, you don't turn around and come back and say, well, shoot, look at all them rocks, man. I'm going to try to see if I can get a garden out of that. That's phony ground. And then you don't turn around and find some ground that's okay, and you just throw it out there in that ground and say, I'm going to throw it in all them sickle bushes and all that, and I'm going to see if I can get me something going. Oh, that's not wise. That's not a wise way to sow seed. But at the same time, when you look at it from that mentality, you know, we, like what Alan said, we have to be able to have a sound mind, we have to be able to have a sound mind. And here's how that mind is found: by us guarding all of these avenues to keep it from causing us to be those other type of grounds that the scripture is showing us. You got to guard. I got to tend to it. I have to do everything that's necessary in order to make sure that I produce the fruit that by which I've been blessed to receive the word, or better known as seed.
Go ahead. I think it's interesting in the fact that, you know, we get to choose what kind of ground we are, right? So it's kind of like, you know, what the scripture said, rain on the just and the unjust. So even in the case of the sower sowing seed, you know, Yah is sowing a seed across the board.
Make sure your phone's on mute.
Yah is sowing seed across the board, but it's like our responsibility to decide what kind of ground we're going to be. And that all happens based on how we tend to our mind, so to speak.
Right. Well, make sure everyone, you put your phones on mute. I can hear someone in the background moving around. And so it is as vitally important. You know, read verse 23 again. It says, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth, and some in hundredfold, and sixtyfold, and thirtyfold. Thirtyfold is good. It's not as much as 100. It's not as much as 60. But thirtyfold is good. All of us should be able to explain to someone what we hear. I may be able to explain it better, but you should be able to explain something. To be able to explain something. There are some things there are some areas where we're going with that in the future. There are some things that have to be in place in the future. We'll deal with that in these days, months, whatever it's concerned. Okay. We'll move into verse 24. It says, another parable put he. Do I want to start this one, since this? I tell you what. Let's stop at verse 24, simply because I want to stay on time. It's 7:59, and so I want to kind of stay around the same time, and I don't want to get in these other parables because this other parable, because if I do, it's just going to take us into another amount of time in explaining these parables. So let's just stop at verse 24, okay? Any questions or comments from what we dealt with? We all got it, okay? You may have 30-fold, you may have 60-fold, you may have 100-fold. Just get it. Just get some. Pick up the good ground, okay? Much is required out of me because much is given to me. So my goal is always to do the 100-fold of what I understand. And so it takes repeating and going over this stuff over and over. And guarding, like as I said in Proverbs 4:23, guard my heart where I'm diligent. Heart is the mind. I got to keep it guarded. I can't let any kind of information go in. I don't sit and watch anything. Some stuff just don't bear. If it don't bear right with my spirit, I'll turn it off. That's just how I operate. I allow my mind, my spirit to be led, and I don't care what it is. You know, some things I'd be like, I don't fool this. This is foolishness, or there's something demonic behind it. I ain't been sitting and watching this here. I'm not scared of the scary movie. It's just I feel demonic stuff coming from it. I ain't gonna watch it, kind of deal. So, guard your heart without doing it. Okay. Even when you sleep, be careful what you're listening to. Anything else? We good? We'll just stop here. Father, y'all, we bless your name on today, and we thank you for just another facet of understanding. We're blessed to have a privilege to see, to perceive, and to understand the things that you've written in your word. We don't take it lightly, and we need your wisdom. We need your guidance so that we can understand the fold by which you have decreed for each one of us to understand. Some 30, some 60, some 100. We bless you for that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.